morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Shouldn't have to settle. my mistake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We'll continue with the introit printed on your insert. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the gradual printed on your insert. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 5. Every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer a sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son, today I've begotten you. As he says also in another place, You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And they were on the road going to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And deliver him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you, must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven. And it sits at the right hand of God, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the Lord Jesus is preparing the 12. He's preparing them for the commission that he has for them to send them out. And he repeats the good news of his crucifixion and resurrection to them. Repetition, one way the teacher uses to reinforce what the students need to learn. And in today's reading, we heard that this is the third time that Mark records it. The second time was chapter 8, a couple chapters earlier, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, but turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you're not setting your mind on things of God, but on things of man." Peter received that sharp rebuke for setting his mind on things of men, not on things of God. A lesson to be learned. This morning we hear Jesus say to the 12 on the road going up to Jerusalem, "The Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. They'll mock him, spit on him, and flog him, and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." Their response, James and John ask Jesus to grant that they sit in places of honor, his right hand, his left hand, in glory. The other 10 aren't any better. They're indignant when they hear this. They're thinking about themselves and setting their minds on things of men, as they had done the previous time that Jesus told them. They're like children, thinking about themselves. And so are we. Think about ourselves. We hear God's word, and we think about ourselves. We who are sitting here in the pews at Zion, well, we've heard the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, a number of times. Some of us thousands, tens of thousands, innumerable times. This good news, Jesus Christ crucified and risen, this is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And in our hearing, we have this assurance of what the Lord has done for us. We rest in his words. We do experience peace. We do look forward to that eternity in his presence, in his glory, knowing he loves us, what he's done for us, on our behalf, for us. These are things of God. These are things he brings to us so that we may spend our time setting our mind on these things. And so we gather and we experience a respite from the challenges of day-to-day life in the world. And God wants you to set your mind on these things, but not just here during the divine service, but also when you're in the world, living your day-to-day life. But you know what happens. You hear God's word, receive his gifts, enjoy that respite, the rest and peace, assurance he brings. And then like a child, you take your mind off God and turn inward on yourself, your needs, your wants, your interests. These thoughts press in, selfish desires, ambitions, concerns about me, myself, and I. Not long before someone or something irritates you, that peace is gone. Those good feelings that you experience here, sitting in church, receiving God's gifts and singing his praises, they evaporate. And, well, we're like children. But why are we like this? Well, we know from Scripture we have this sinful nature that just clings to us. We can't help it. That sinful nature is self-centered. The world, those who Satan controls, infect our thoughts and our views, and these thoughts and views are contrary to Christ and the life he's called us to. The 12 knew about this internal conflict. Their failings are recorded in Scripture for us to learn. And Jesus, the wise and understanding teacher, helping to orient them rightly. We hear James and John boldly declare that they aren't able to drink the cup that Jesus is going to drink and to be baptized with the baptism that Jesus is baptized. They don't understand that that cup Jesus is going to drink is the allotment of God's judgment upon the sin of the many, that only Jesus is able to endure. But there is another aspect of the cup that they will drink. They will drink their own allotment of mockery and rejection. They will also die. In that sense, they will follow him. But first, Christ would die, just as he told them. They would go up to Jerusalem. Jesus would be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they would condemn him to death. They would turn him over to the Gentiles, to Pilate. They would mock him, spit on him, and flog him, and kill him on the cross. And there, God is glorified. There, the Son of Man would drink the cup of God's wrathful judgment against sin. That is the glory of God. And by the death of Jesus, the many are set free. Free from bondage to Satan and those hostile spiritual forces under his control. And now they are free from this power and free to be the people of God that God has called them to be. Now it is after Jesus' death and resurrection that he fully enables those apostles to serve. After he has atoned for their sins, he opens their minds to the scriptures. He sends them the Holy Spirit, the helper, when he ascends to the right hand of God, that place of honor reserved for him, and he ministers to them through the word and the sacrament that he's already set up for them for the time that he would not be with them the way they were used to. He's prepared them. He's enabled them to serve. He did this by example. He also did this by providing them the means by which they would be able to serve. He gave them a supper, his body and blood, to take often in remembrance of him, not just once, but often. He sent them out to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that he has commanded them, promising to be with them always. These were the things of God that they could set their minds on, as well as the means to do so. God's commission, his sacraments, his name, his teachings, his promises. And by God's grace, they did so. They followed Jesus, his suffering, for proclaiming that good news of Christ crucified and risen. And we know that they suffered. James was beheaded by King Agrippa. John died in exile. The apostles did remain faithful unto death. Examples for us. Jesus has called us to serve. He's called you to serve. You have been set free from the bondage to Satan and those hostile spiritual forces that are under his control. You are free to be people of God, and also free from human thinking and desires. You're no longer bound to the thinking of me, myself, and I. You're free to think of others, to put them and their needs ahead of your own in service to them, because we've been set free to live in Christ. You've been joined with Christ himself in your baptism. You share in his suffering, and he has sent you the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. And he comes to you through his word repeatedly. He opens your minds to the scripture. He comes to you through his supper when we gather here to strengthen you and enable you to serve. We do drink the allotment of mockery and rejection that he has assigned for us, that we do this on behalf of our Lord Jesus. This is what we do as his disciples. We deny ourselves and we take up our cross. We follow our Lord Jesus. He is our example. It says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." And you do serve in many ways through the vocations He's called you, whether you're single or married, parent or a child, you have siblings or not. If you're a teacher or a student, employer or employee, supervisor or supervisee, retired, homebound, whatever your vocations, you are free to serve those who He's put in your life. Free to serve the people and the needs that are presented to you as you go about your life thinking upon the things of God, how to care for your neighbor. He enables you to do this. Yes, we know He's given us this example, but He's also enabled you and given the means to do this. He has empowered you with His Holy Spirit and by His word and by His body and blood and assured you that you are His children. So we need Him often, and He comes to us often. He comes to us again and again, making us disciples and servants. And because He's gone to the cross and accomplished what we cannot, we can follow Him. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit and write your word on our hearts. We know you as the God who forgives our iniquities and remembers our sins no more. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, bless and sustain Matthew, our Synod President, Duane, our District President, Jeffrey, our Circuit Visitor, and our pastors, who, like all flesh, are beset with weakness. Grant that they would deal with us gently and keep them faithful to proclaim your word. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son came not to be served, but to serve. Help us not lord our authority over one another, but humbly serve one another in our homes, communities, and congregation as Christ has so humbly served us. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, look with mercy on President Biden, Governor Evers, and all earthly authorities. Guard them from the temptation to wield earthly power improperly. Lead them to serve faithfully according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as your only begotten Son learned obedience through what He suffered, we pray that you would instruct, bless, and relieve your servants, including Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Haley, Mike, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Ellie, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Richard, and Ben. Sustain them as they walk the way of the cross with your Son, that they may know the fullness of His eternal salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you promised to send your servants the Holy Spirit and to give them power from on high. We give thanks that through your word, you also called Pastor Carl Rose as your servant and entrusted him with the office of holy ministry. We praise your mercy and faithfulness and ask that you continue to keep him in good health and firm faith. Grant that he may continue to be a blessing to your people and that they may be a blessing to him. Open everywhere the hearts of the faithful, that your word may be received and that laborers in your harvest may not be lacking. Cause your church to grow up into him who is the head, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son stands before you as our great high priest. By your Spirit, prepare our hearts to worthily receive the body and blood of our Savior. who was sacrificed for us on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated for the offering. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink, this is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink, this is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Kerner, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Xavier, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is given into death for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. And blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. And eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat
This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Let's take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. And drink the Christ shed for you, forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.